When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
What's the easiest choice you can make? Window instead of middle seat? Picking a vendor who sends a great gift basket? Outsourcing business tasks you hate? What about selling with Shopify? Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did-we-just-hit-a-million-orders stage, Shopify's there to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell. Wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/try. Go to shopify.com/try now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/try.
No man, diamonds in my teeth, I got a lot of shine. Running up the number, that's a lot of crime. Try to take it from me, must be out your mind. I'm deep, lot of sun. Smokey in the air, that's a lot of pine. Pockets running over with the dollar sign. Try to take it from me.
Welcome to episode 380 of Fourth and John. I'm Gale Saunders here with Mr. Prime in the building and Mr. Tim Kincaid from the Swoop Boys. And we're talking, you know, the topic of the day. Everybody knows the Eagles versus the Miami Dolphins. If you could see from the card right there, it is Kelly Green season. I mean, if you're not ready for Kelly Green, it's everywhere. You might see it on billboards. You might see it on us. The whole vibe is Kelly Green, Eagles, and the Phillies about to go to the World Series. I'll speak that in existence. But we're gonna talk about this game. I think you know, from our last podcast, you know, some people were like, oh, you guys might be homers on that, feeling confident about yourself. But when I talk about the Eagles is against the Dolphins, I feel like coming from last week and sitting with all those Jets fans, and the vibe was, you know, it was pretty off. I'm going to be honest. I believe they're going to take pride in what they do. I think the stadium's going to be rocking. I think it's going to be, there's a lot of historic vibes going on in the city right now. I think everyone's feeling this whole Kelly Green throwback thing. I bet you Randall's going to be there. Somebody tell me where Randall is, because I need to beat him. He's got to be at the game tomorrow.
That's two of us, bro.
Well, I mean, I will drive anywhere to see him, but I mean, I'm feeling good. I'm not gonna say that it's gonna be easy, but I'm feeling good about this team. Where do you sit, Prime?
I mean, shout out to you, bro, because you're the human billboard of Kelly Green. I mean, you know, you've been representing this thing since the day I met you, and it's a continuous thing with you. I know. It was hard seeing your baby kind of explore and expand so much this season with the fact that it's coming back. Because, I mean, if people don't know, when Gale's in that stadium, he's probably one that rocks the Kelly Green at every home game. And then now to see so many rocking the Kelly Green right along with him, it's like, you know, he's not at that point in his life to share his baby. and he makes it known. But, you know, with that being said, man, yeah, this is one that I had circled on the calendar because, you know, it's against the Dolphins. Dolphins who are looking pretty good this season. And the fact that it's the Kelly Green, man, for people that was born into this period, you know, it feels so good to be able to get it back. We've been waiting decades. We've been talking into an existence. We've been trying our hardest to and our due diligence to get this thing back on track, and here the day's finally coming this Sunday. So I'm looking forward to seeing those jerseys on that field. I know a lot of memories are going to be coming back. And look, man, you just mentioned Randall Cunningham, man. That was that guy that I grew up watching, you know what I mean? So I'm right along with you, bro. I'll tell you what, you go one side of the stadium, I'll go to the other side, and then eventually we're going to end up finding that man some way, somehow. So, I mean, I'm all about it. But, yeah, I'm Stalker. I'm at that Stalker stage right now.
I was about to say that.
To go find him. It's all good, man. You know what I mean? Yeah, it's all good. You know what I mean? It's all worth it, you know. Randall's that dude, man, and I would love to go ahead and definitely have the privilege to meet him. But I mean, let's talk about the game, bro. I mean, it's here, you know what I mean? 5-1 teams going at it. Both offenses are looking real good, you know. Tua, Hill, Jalen, AJ. So I mean, the matchups are going to be key, and then it all depends on who's going to make that one mistake that's going to go ahead and hurt them in the long run, and it's going to, you know what I mean, turn that game the way they don't want it to go. So I mean, I don't know. It's something to look forward to. I'm actually looking forward to being in the building and see this thing go down.
Big Ten from AZ. I mean, are you feeling different? I know you're on the West Coast, but are you feeling this Kelly Green week,
brother? Like I'm so pumped for the Kelly Green. I mean, sorry, my dog is barking.
Well, your dog's pumped. I understand.
Yeah, he's like pumped for some reason. Philly. Kelly Green bringing the nostalgia back, and as a kid born in the 80s and seeing this and coming back, the nostalgia with Cunningham. My favorite player was Eric Allen. He was like, he was the one that he was the reason why I wore number 21 when I played football. And just seeing that color, man. And yes, Gail is definitely the baby, the pride and joy when it comes to Kelly Green, because he loves his earth tone colors. He likes to match. Gail likes to put his greens with his browns.
Hey, man.
You know, the army green, you know what I'm saying? So, but yeah, man, I'm most definitely with y'all with that, man. I just love seeing the Kelly Green come back. The jersey drop was just crazy. And the way that the Eagles – we gotta give kudos to the organization. They did such a great job presenting this and bringing it out. I mean, look at the nameplates. I don't know if you guys seen that. It was a post with the nameplates. They changed the names. You know, they were practicing with the jerseys. And I'm gonna say something right now. Julio Jones looks crazy in the Kelly Green right now. Like that's something that I'm still trying to get my head to fit around the whole Julio Jones signing.
I mean, when you think about it, I mean, like everyone's like, I'm going to update my Madden roster. I mean, you know, different yeah. Things are different as they are in real life. But I mean, again, hopefully he gets on the field. Just some updates, quick updates. Devontae Smith says he is playing. We know that Sidney Brown will be making his first start. This is something I've wanted to see. We're going to get our opportunity to see it against one of the fastest wide receiver units out there. I think that'll be interesting to watch. Reed being out, that stinks. But again, I think, you're hoping that Darius Slay is where you want him to be, especially for this game. I know he was on Twitter a couple weeks ago, last week saying, basically, I think he's gearing up for this game. But I think at the end of the day, you guys got to be ready, you cornerbacks. Yeah. You got to be ready because – just going back and watching some of these guys in space, the way that these guys get open, they got that they got the stack motion where they get Cheetah in full gear. By the time he gets to the line of scrimmage, he's already up to speed. And the guy doesn't need any more chances to get open, but the way that he's moving out there, the way that they create space, it's kind of unfair. And I think their head coach has done a phenomenal job with the offense and getting this team ready. Obviously, we know Tua. Like, I mean, let's talk about it. I mean, Tua changed the trajectory of Jalen Hurts' career, not by any wrongdoing of by ill will or anything, but yeah. If it wasn't for Tua, Jalen wouldn't have to go out to Oklahoma or sit on the bench for a while, but like there's got to be deeper meaning behind. I know it's not the Tua versus Hurts Bowl, but I think in terms of his mental, this is a big game internally.
Yeah,
it definitely is. I mean, you got these two that, you know, had a college career, you know, for a little stint together, and then all of a sudden one departed to a different college, and there was a lot of story behind it. I mean, I'm pretty sure it still plays in the back of Jalen's head. You know, I mean, it's something that he's never going to go ahead and forget about. And then now the fact that these two are in the NFL starting quarterbacks for their teams going up against each other this weekend. Yeah, I think it's all going to play back in his head. It's probably playing back in his head right now as we speak, man. I mean, it's just all factoring in. And then when it comes to Sunday, he's, you know, it all depends on who's going to go ahead and be on the spotlight Sunday night at that game. Is it going to be Tua? Is it going to be Jalen? That's the exciting part, man. I mean, like I said, I'm not going to take nothing away from Tua. I'm still trying to put my hands around how well this guy is playing. I'm not even going front, you know what I mean? But hey, it is what it is, man. He, you know, he's got Tyreek Hill. I don't know if it would be the same if it wasn't Tyreek Hill or Waddle on that squad. I really don't. I mean, I know, you know, I had some love and respect for the dude because, you know, with the whole concussion thing he went through last year, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. He overcame that. So, you know, I mean, he's doing this thing this year. So mad respect to that. But, you know, again, still, it's just, you know, I'm on the Jalen team right now. So that's my guy. That's what I'm rolling with. So, you know what I mean? I'm hoping, and no, I'm sorry. I know the outcome is going to be in Jalen's favor on Sunday. So it's all good. You know what I mean? It's something definitely to look forward to.
Most definitely. I think for the most part, man, I think Jalen has that Michael Jordan-ness to him, right? You know, the off season, working on his craft, making sure that he's getting better day by day. You know, what I call it, you call it building a house brick by brick, right? You know, having those gripes against people like, yeah, man, I got benched for you. I mean, did you see what Mac Jones, what he did? He said, you know what, I'm not getting beat by Mac Jones. Nah, I'm going to show you who I am. And I think this whole thing with Tua, I mean, and respects to Tua, just like Frank Primo said, yo, like with Tua, very accuracy, like he's very accurate when it comes to, you know, distributing the ball to, you know, the guys that can, you know, to his playmakers. But let's be honest, man, with him and the way that that play design, it's the 49ers, but in Miami, he gets rid of the ball. I think he's like number one that gets the ball out of his hands, like 2.4, 2.3, something crazy like that. So he gets the design runs of the West Coast offense or how whatever goes over there. And and the trip sets that Gail was talking about, they run a lot and a lot of pre-motion. Like pre-motion snap is crazy with them. So that's one thing we definitely need to be looked out. And it seems like he has a hot route every time to bail him out. You know what I'm saying? With all those weapons. So. And the run game helps him out too when he has Mostert and Eckler? How you say his last name, Gail? The rookie running back for the Miami Dolphins.
Aching.
Sorry, I was way off.
I mean, he's out this week. So I mean, thank God, because it's definitely a track squad. I mean, Mostert, with their rushing attack, they've been sound. They have the explosive plays. You know, when you have explosive plays with the run game and the passing game, like Cheetah was like nonchalantly talking about, you know, I had like my average last week was like, I had like 25 yards up a play on his catches. I'm like, bro, come on. We know,
that's ridiculous.
We know how explosive that offense is. But again, you saw that they lost to the Bills. Look, so how are we going to attack? My thing is at the end of the day, you know, we're going to shout out Comrade here. So he says, run the ball, control the clock, keep that offense off of the field. He summed it up very nicely. But I think is at some point, someone mentioned in the comments early, buddy ball, physical football, interior pressure. We talked about Jalen Carter. Someone saw him in the locker room today, asked him how he's feeling, said he's feeling great. So I think – if we have a Jalen Carter back, I think we just got to touch Tua, and I'm not saying not in the way that the Jets head coach had mentioned. You have to rough Tua up, and I'm just saying like you got to make sure he feels you on these plays to get that you know, happy feet, or if he just getting his face and rough him up and start make him see ghosts. And that's really at the end of the day, it's like if you rattle Tua, you rattle the timing of this offense.
Right. That's the key thing, man. The defensive line definitely has to step their game this weekend. You know, Tim, you bring up a good stat, the fact that he gets rid of that ball pretty fast. I mean, this is just where, again, I go back to saying what I was saying about how I got to wrap my, you know, hands around it, how well he's playing, because I at times just feel like his motion, his action is like, oh, shit, let me just get rid of the ball. And then, of course, Tyreek is just at the perfect spot to go ahead and get that ball. Like, that's just the way I see it, man. And I still see it that way. Like, yo, it's just all on balls. Is like, and then Waddle, you know what I mean? We played against Mostert. We played against Waddle before. Tyreek Hill has owned us. You know, I'm not going to go ahead and take that away. And then I think this is our first, correct me if I'm wrong, I think this is our first go around against Tua. So, correct. You know, I mean, it's going to be we know the concept. I get it. Mostert's definitely running behind a different line from when he was with San Fran. And, you know, and Waddle, when he didn't have Tyreek Hill, he was the one getting the most attention. So, of course, he was the one having the best deep defensive back at that time against him. So, I mean, he had some good yardage, but at the same time, he was getting shut down. Now that attention is going to definitely be on Hill. So that's going to open him up. So, again, all that I'm mentioning here just all goes back to the defense playing their part. The line getting to him as fast as possible. And then, of course, if the ball does get released, the DBs have to go ahead and play their game. And, I mean, like one of their best perfect games of the season has to come this Sunday against this squad.
Yeah, most definitely. I mean, put in prior pressure in the middle of that, the middle of the offensive line. Basically, treat him how, you know, opponents used to treat Drew Brees being a shorter quarterback. You know what I mean? Get him off his marking spot of what he wants to throw the ball and make him uncomfortable. That's going to be the biggest thing. I think this is going to be another game where you're going to see, you know, that guy, Jay Sweaty. You're going to see, you know, coming off the edges. And then, you know, Jaden Carter's back. And then, you know, we were all talking a mess. We were like, yo, where the hell is Reddick? And then he takes that cast off. He's top five in sacks already. It's only been three games. You know what I'm saying? So, yeah, and it's amazing. So, like we just – I think what we have to do is – and I want to say this, because there's been a lot of pointing fingers, and especially at Desai. I think people need to give Desai tip their hat off to him, because this man has been working with injuries, and he is still coming up with – you know, we didn't have a turnover last game, but we've been coming up with turnovers, been coming off of sacks that are important and pivotal, times during the games. So definitely want to say that.
He says, I do not want to see any Waddle celebrations this Sunday for real.
Let's not give him a reason to.
I mean, like you when you watch the other games throughout the week and you're like, oh, that's funny, but I don't want anything happening at the link. Okay. Mark chimes in. He says from Oregon, he says, run Eagles run. I think, last podcast I had on, Hearn's, 90 smelling cologne wearing hoodie, run Eagles run for a point, man. I really think at the end of the day, like sometimes you got to do what you do best. And the Eagles are pretty top notch with running the ball. So much so that we put it on a tomato pie. Shout out to Conchahawken Italian Bakery. That's gonna be. I'm asking for another run the ball tomato pie, because it's what needs to be said. And sometimes we have to bully our team into like running the ball. But I think it's imperative in terms of keeping them off the field. What Conrad said. Sustaining long drives. Again, the Dolphins are, what are they, 23rd ranked defense. I think we can move the football on them. You know, obviously they dealt with some injuries. Let's see where Xavier Howard is. But I think, you know, there's a comment in there from Marissa saying how she was nervous about this game. I literally got a text from my college teammate who was a Eagles fan. He sounds nervous. So, you know, I think at the end of the day, I feel like they really do have to play with pride. And I think up front with this offensive line, they need to take pride in it. And a lot of smoke has been shot at Brian Johnson, but I think overall Brian Johnson, Nick Sirianni, and Stoutland, who's the run game coordinator, have to come together with a good plan. And Stoutland will tell you himself that he didn't put up the best game plan against the Jets, and I think they need to get back to that.
Yeah, for sure, man. I mean, like, you know, the offensive line is definitely going to be a key factor in this game as well, because, you know, I'm not going to take nothing away from the Dolphins defense. They're looking good. And, you know, with the little bit of hurt that we got going on that line, you know, it's the next man up mentality that definitely has to play in effect this Sunday. So, you know, we'll see, man. I mean, Driscoll, I don't know, there's a lot of question. Lane, I did hear he's ready to go, you know what I mean? So that's going to be key factor. But, you know, we're talking about that's verbally. And, you know, when it's time for the game to go ahead and start, is he going to go ahead and last throughout the whole game? Definitely, you know, something that's on the back.
You know, Brian Baldinger went to the Bro Barn and said that he's ready to go.
Okay. All right. I'm going to take Brian's word for it.
I was like, does Brian work out with Lane? Is that
it's a possibility, yeah, man. Yeah. It's a possibility.
Yeah, man. Shout out to Brian Baldinger, though.
Shout out to Hollywood Hearn. Shout out to Hollis and Mel. But also shout out to Alex, who's going to be joining us for the tailgate this week. He is making mojo pineapple tacos. We know Prime is a big fan of the tacos on Tuesday. You're gonna have to switch up your schedule. I know Prime does things.
I live in Arizona, and I ain't never heard of that. And I live in the capital of tacos.
Listen, you'd be surprised at the shit some of these guys come to the tailgate, bro. But it's all good, you know. I mean, I'm all for it. I mean, look.
Yo, these tacos are going to bang it. Anything Alex makes is banging.
I ain't going for it, man.
Shout out to Alex, bro. I've been to the tailgate.
You need to fly your ass over and get some of these tacos, bro.
Hey, I'm going to be back home for Dallas week, so hopefully I can get some tacos. You know what I'm saying? Bring it to the west or the east. You know what I'm saying?
Now, if you're not following Alex on socials, he's at @1thejuggernaut on Instagram and Twitter. I'm excited. Shout out to everyone who's going to make it to the tailgate. We will be in Lot G2. I'm telling you guys to get there early because the parking situation has been bananas. If you guys have seen anything from Philly in the Phillies and people trying to get to the stadium, because we bear the brunt of text messages and calls from Eagle fans that are like in their feels, in tears, because they can't get into the lot. Why can't we get in the lot? Because people have permits. They let people with parking permits go for like a couple hours, and then they shut down lots and let people come in early. So you get there early, you don't have to worry about having a permit. Get there late, it's a wrap. So just letting you guys know.
It's the truth. It's the truth. Try not to be the one to find out.
Now, Cassie says, shout to Cassie. If you've not seen him all over the country following his Eagles, I've seen him all over.
There's definitely nothing to forget there, Cosby Bear, for sure.
What he says, can you see that on the screen?
Yeah, it says we had the top 10 overall defense and we had the second best rush D in the league. The most third fiasco stops in Philly. I like it. It's the truth. You know what I mean? That's why I said I'm not really worried about Mostert. We played against him before. We shut him down. Take it that he is definitely running behind a different offensive line than what he did with San Fran. But if you're going to go ahead and ask me out of the two which one was the better, San Fran was definitely the better one out of this line. You know what I mean? And look, we stopped them there. We could stop them here. So, yeah, that show is really not going to be the one. If there's only one person that I'm worried about throughout this whole game, and I've said it and I will keep on saying it, and there's no hiding behind it, it's Tyreek Hill. You leave him out in the opening, he will kill us. You know what I mean? So other than that, the defense has to hold it down and get to Tua as soon as possible, and then the rest will be shut down. I can guarantee you that. So that's why I'm confident on things being held down the way they need to be held down.
My only issue with like the open spacing is with our safeties and where they're set up and the way that our linebackers are set up in space. I feel like that is an area where they can attack and where you do not want Tyreek Hill running in space, especially in the middle of the field. He becomes a running back. But Mercer chimes in. She says they have to play clean football game without mistakes and penalties. Again, if you go back to the game last week, if the Eagles do not turn the ball over four times, I mean four. I'm not saying like maybe one or two. We had four turnovers. I think the level of execution going back, watching Devontae drop two passes, the other one that was wide open, who that would have been like a 30-yard run, or he could have maybe could have took it to the house. If you look at Dallas Goedert fumbling the ball, and then you know, Philly's own Swift getting the ball punched out, it's like, and then Jakey always Makey missing one. That was to me, that was the most shocking of last week. So
it was a bad day, bro. It was a bad day. We're gonna put it behind us, you know what I mean, and on to the next one. And here we are. We're here, yeah, going against the Dolphins. All that shit's behind us. These guys, the mentality going into Sunday night's game is going to be totally different. I'm confident. They know that the mistakes that they made, and they know not to make those mistakes again if we're going to go any further than what we tried to from last season. So, you know what I mean, they know the mistakes have to stop as of last week. Now they got to go ahead and be on their A game from this point on.
Yeah. Eagles' biggest – we call him hater in the comments.
Pete,
he said, bro, this will be the second hardest game the Eagles will play this season. I think Pete has a point here. I just think this is one tough offense. And my thing is like, yo, you never run from competition. You never run from playing the best. Like our Super Bowl was against Tom Brady, and you beat the best. That's even better. So, you know, it's mano a mano. You go going up against the best. They're like first ranked in a lot of things offensively, but again, who beat them? The Bills. Who beat the Bills? The Jets.
Right.
You can get got on any week, and if you're Jeff, you're not worried at all. Jeff is saying it's weird. I'm not nervous at all. I was more nervous last week.
Shout out to Jeff. Is that because we get the, what is it called, the shooting yourself in the foot game already out the way, like we did last year against the Commanders?
I gotta say that's what it is, man, and I'm with Jeff. That's right. I mean, I'm not gonna say it's weird. It's just that's just the inner feeling that like I got myself last week when I had to tell, you know, Gail, Vince, Evan, even Evan, like, yo, I might not go ahead and make this trip. I'm gonna go ahead and spend time with the family. I'm definitely, you know what I mean, the family over everything. But it was just already.
It was your fault.
It was just already in the back of my mind. Like, I'm not going to this game, man. I might be. You know how superstitious I am, bro. We go to games every week. You know what I mean? We talk about this every week, bro. I get on you about the way you sit or where you sit. That you get on me. Like I get. You know what I mean? It's a back and forth thing. And yeah, it played in my back of my mind. Like, oh shit, you know what I mean? And yeah, I like, bro. It is what it is, man. There goes my wife. But it is what it is. You know what I mean? Like, I decided to stay home and chill with the family, but I had to sacrifice it. So if it's on me, I'll take that one to the 10th.
There was a moment where I was sitting there. I was like, all right, I might not go to this Jets game. But then things worked out. I shout out to Philly Sports Trips, went up to their tailgate.
Let's turn this around. Maybe let's throw this back at you. Maybe if you didn't go to the game.
Well, that's right.
Time out. Because he called me. It was like last week or Tuesday or something. He's like, I don't think I'm going to go. I want to go, but I don't think I'm going to go. I said, man, get out of here. You take your ass up there.
Oh, because I'm thinking, I was like, you know, in my mind, I'm like, yo, we flew, what, 3,000 miles to go to
L.A.?
I'm not sure what the quick math is on how many miles that is to LA, but we went all the way to LA to see them play. I can't go up the turnpike. I mean, I can't look at myself and be like, you can't go up the turnpike an hour and a half, because you do whatever I do. I'm up there for work up in New York City all the time. So the fact that I was up there again for like three times in 1 week, and then my hotel this week was right outside my window was MetLife, and I had a reminder all week.
Yeah, look at all these comments, man. Everybody has some superstitions in them. We got one, didn't buy his cheesesteak last week like he normally does. Ty, look at Ty. You know what I'm saying? And then shit, I'll even go back to my situation where everything that could have went wrong that day. The minute my wife decided, yeah, she might be watching because I'm going to go ahead and let her know this. The minute my wife decided to order from a pizzeria that I didn't want to order from that day,
You know what I mean? I already knew, oh, that's it. This is a bad day. This is a bad Sunday. Here we go. You know what I mean? And boom, that's what we get. So it's like.
I'm about to get yelled at after the damn, after the show.
It's all good. I'm good. I'm ready for it. You know what I
mean? Jimmy Chaplin. Shout out Jimmy. He was he was at the game. He says it's because Prime and Herndon didn't come.
Yeah. My bad.
Pete says Dirty Sanchez put the curse on Jake the Mink.
Yeah, okay. Sanchez, the minute he said
so, that, it's Sanchez's not, fault.
Yeah, it's what I'm saying. So many directions here.
I mean, I think the last time I had seen Sanchez and you know, he was the butt of everybody's joke with the booty fumble and stuff like that.
Yeah,
so.
Yeah.
It's Marissa's fault. She didn't wear her Concord East shirt. Yeah, it's your fault. Wealth My chimes in. He says the only physical team Miami has played thus far was the Bills' loss. Coach Desai might be onto something with the physicality. Bro, I've been telling people physicality all week. Like Jalen Carter is on another level. Connor Williams is their pigeon. Could be their pigeon. If it was Eichenberg is his backup. Their interior, again, I think is where we can we have good matchups. It's not like their offensive line is all world. I think our defensive front is top notch. I think we go almost too deep. I do think Jalen Carter is the secret ingredient. Obviously Fletcher comes back a little bit more hungrier this week. I like that. Yeah. Is Milton Williams all right? Did anybody get in?
So Milton Williams, he did practice today. He was full participant. So we had Ree Blankenship. He's out. Lane was a full participant. Sadly, but surely, Josiah Scott's back on the team. So,
I'm gonna be honest, right? I'm gonna be real honest. Josiah Scott for a depth piece is not bad. We're talking about it. I'm just saying. For like,
I gotta put my like, head down on
we,
that.
We like, did you see what we did last week?
What we do last week?
We had UDFAs all over the place.
Yo, yeah, I get it, but what makes you think that he doesn't fit into?
No, well, I'm saying like you got one guy that actually can play three positions. I'm not gonna say great, but right, I'm just saying
on paper. Knowing.
Oh yeah, if we're going off of resumes, absolutely. Yeah,
I mean that's where I'm at.
Doing it,
because it's hard to pick up somebody off the street.
It's a body
and play three positions. Like we have Mekhi Gardner at safety, dog.
Hey, listen, you're right. You're absolutely right.
So, I mean, it's just right. I'm not gonna say it's all world. It's just a depth signing for right now. Like because we're
Let's just talk about this right now. Let's get our mentalities in our head right for this right now. You see Tyreek Hill lining up. You see Josiah Scott. What are we doing? Are we going to get up and leave? Because I'm going to get up and leave. I'm going to get up and go get something to drink or go use the bathroom and go force myself to go take a piss on that play that's about to happen right now.
I do not feel good about Josiah Scott on Tyreek Hill.
Let's get our mentals right now.
When I seen that sign, and they were like, "Yeah, man, that was a good depth piece, straight out of the Pittsburgh Steelers practice squad," and I was like, "Okay, cool." Josiah Scott, I said, "Oh, I mean,
hey, man, you need people that know what they're doing."
I know.
Line up from that part. Communication.
I get it.
Communication with the other people on the team as well. I mean, it is what it is. But like talk about communication, we all remember that that play with Slay. Where Slay threw him out.
Hey, bro. Hey, look, I'm pretty sure he's telling him right now. Listen, when you see that you're about to get your ass handed to you again, you pull that jersey, you pull that receiver down, and you take that 15-yard penalty. Okay.
Hey, but this is the thing, though. What you got, Josiah Scott in the slot, and then you're gonna have on the other. I mean, we don't know. But I'm gonna tell you something right now. I do not want to see Bradberry in the slot corner position. I do not want to see him there. He's an outside DB. He's not an inside. He's an outside. I know, and I don't want to see no more Joe because he doesn't trust his technique. He gets lost in the sauce. He drives me nuts.
He's just depth. These guys are depths, but depth players. They're being forced into playing at this moment. Mm-hmm.
I guess as your starter is that Sidney Brown is going to be your starter. Terrell Edmonds is probably going to be your other starter on the other side, and then you're going to have Eli Ricks. I think Eli Ricks is probably the one I have most confidence in. But I mean, that's either there or there, right? Like,
shout out to my guy Hollywood Bud. He's a big time Bama guy. He told me that he said the same thing you said. He felt way more confident in Ricks than he does Job. Yeah. But 2020 Vision chimes in. He says, Smitty, ideal position is slot wide receiver too. Two way go, and he's quick to get open. He gets out muscle box out on the edge between cornerback and the sideline. I think you can line him up anywhere. I really do. I really feel like he's versatile. So when everyone's like, well, who moves in slot? You can move anyone. And like you can line up AJ anywhere you want. He's putting up ridiculous numbers. I think he's having a career year. I think he's right there behind Tyreek Hill in his own way. He's doing his thing, I think. But I think we need to get off the stat machine. If you play fantasy, I get it. You get the numbers, the points, you get your wins. But at the end of the day, this team needs to get their wins on the field. And the stat thing is, every time I see a stat, I'm just like, all right, it's cool. Yeah. But we need to get our mind right. Like you mentioned earlier in this show, the Julio Jones thing, you guys think he plays this weekend?
I do. And the reason why, I'm sorry, I didn't mean to cut you off, Remo, but I'll go real quick. And the reason why I say he plays this weekend is because I don't know if you guys seen it, but they without Quez, there was a lot of movement in the wide receiver spots where there was a little bit of confusion. And so now that they can put somebody in the inside, a bigger wide receiver in the inside, to be able to block and use jet sweeps, move the ball, attack the edges of the field, it's going to move better because Julio Jones is a decoy, a extraction, whatever you want to call it, and he's stronger. He can be able to block better. So that's the reason why I believe he'll play. No disrespect to Zacchaeus. No disrespect. He does the dirty work. But let's be honest. Him lying on the outside, you know damn well that ball's not going to him.
it's not a bad thing at all, though, bro.
I mean, they did try to run a screenplay with Covey blocking for Devontae Smith, so I've seen it all. So
what I'm saying.
Julio can block.
Yes, he can.
I did not have that on my bingo card for 2023. Julio Jones in Kelly Green playing at the link. Yeah.
Perfect time to come back, man. Because, I mean, he looked good in the color green helmet I saw earlier.
Hey, quick question, though, Primo. Did you like the number, though? Did you like the number of the
This is the story of the one. As a maintenance engineer, he hears things differently. To the untrained ear, everything on his shop floor might sound fine, but he can hear gears grinding or a belt slipping. So he steps in to fix the problem at hand before it gets out of hand. And he knows Granger's got the right product he needs to get the job done, which is music to his ears. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
What's the easiest choice you can make? Window instead of middle seat? Picking a vendor who sends a great gift basket? Outsourcing business tasks you hate? What about selling with Shopify? Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage? Shopify's there to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell. Wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/try. Go to shopify.com/try now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/try.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Choice. I did 80. I saw that,
yeah,
right? 80.
Yeah.
A little weird, especially, you know what I mean, growing up seeing Julio. What's he been? 11. He's 11. Been two. You know what I mean? So
I was like they couldn't have a better number for him.
That's all good, man. They're all it's not about the number, it's about the person that plays.
Bro. Who's 19? Who's 19?
I don't think anybody's 19. Oh, that's Cubby. Cubby. Who?
Cubby's 18.
No, Gainwell's 14.
Oh, he's 14.
Covey's 18. Covey's 18. Yeah, so I don't think there's anybody 19.
I'm going to bring it up.
I mean, look, we're talking about it's a practice jersey. So, I mean, it could be something totally different when it comes to Sunday. We don't know.
Very facts.
Oh, but the other thing, which is factual, whenever, you know, that I've seen anywhere from we should have signed Hunter Renfrow to, you know, but what the way that they paid him, what, he made $370,000 he signed for?
Yeah,
that's the one. Like, this is like, you know, I saw Marissa in the comments say, like, you know, Eagle fans feeling a certain way, but at the end of the day, he signed for $370,000. That ain't
where it is. Yeah. He put it out there, you know. I mean, I'll take that, and then you decide whether you want to go ahead and give me another opportunity. And if not, then you know, I mean, it is what it is. That's what that's the word, but hey, it is. I'm good with it. Go out there, prove yourself, you know, what I mean, 1 year deal. It's all good.
Greetings and salutations, John. He says, just Josiah Scott is terrible. Josiah Scott is terrible. Edmonds is not much better, in my Barkley voice. Cozy says he can't play three positions at once, so it doesn't matter. Cozy, we're talking about one called upon. They can line him up there.
Yep, they just said Lane Johnson's definitely in on Sunday. He's okay. Good to go.
Shout out to Mr. Uleka. Irving Fryer, number 80.
I like that. That's like one of my favorite wide receivers in Eagles history. So yeah, I like Irving Fryer was the man.
I'm gonna bring it up. I want people to say it with your chest. If you got something that you need to get off your chest, say it loud and proud. I mean, you gotta say it with your chest moment. Anything regarding this week?
Pillow Smurf and Cat Back Blue
versus the Dolphins.
I have to go first, and I guess run the damn ball, run the ball, let the game come to you, and then open up the floodgates, open up the air game. Let's attack the edges of the football field, and you'll be fine. Stop trying to get cute in future and have the feature. You know, of the one wide receiver. No, get everybody involved. That's how we won last year. We got everybody involved. I don't know.
Brian.
Everybody eats, B. Everybody eats.
Bro, I'm just gonna say one name out there, and you know, what I mean, that should say it all. Hassan Reddick. I need Hassan Reddick just to show up on Sunday. I need Hassan Reddick to come full throttle on Sunday. Yeah. I need that boy. I need that the new Hassan Reddick of the 2023, because you know the beginning part of the season he was hurting. That cast was definitely holding him back, but he's a totally different person. And it's like Tim mentioned earlier, man, how you gonna come in here three games with no sacks? Last three games was six sacks, and well, five and a half. And then look, now you one of the leading sack leaders in the league, just like that. So just keep it going, man. I need all of that. I need all of that smoke on Sunday.
You know, you say that, I go back to the sack against Matt Stafford. He put stank on that one. That's the kind of stank you got to leave on top of Tua in the most PC way. Put some stank on it. I think because after that, you know, the quarterbacks get that look. My say with your chest is, you know, Eagles, you got to play with pride, man. Like, you got to take pride in what you do. Take pride in the city. Take pride in all these fans that are coming out that expect your best. Obviously, you were on the road and hostile territory and a crazy-ass field where players get injured randomly. You're back at home. Everybody is waiting for this game. It's going to be like, you know, the Eagles, they say to get in your seats by 8 o'clock because they're going to have a big show, a really big show with Kelly Green. And I don't know, you have to get the app. We don't get paid for this, but I'm just saying, trying to alert the fans that get in your seats by 8 o'clock so you get to see the show. It's a big deal. We're in prime time. You really have to take pride in what you do. Because my thing at the end of the day is, like, if you play Philadelphia football, when you say Philadelphia football, I think physicality, I think energetic. And I always love when Reddick hits a quarterback and gives the – I feel like that is like a movie moment, dude. Like, I'm like – or the – I'll take one of these. That's nice.
That's my guy right there, man. Sweaty Jack. That's my guy. I think another thing will have to be is, with Sidney Brown being the rookie, FBI, man, football intelligence. Understand where you're at, understand the space, understand of just making a play. That guy, he can make a play because he runs around with his hair on fire, man. I love that. I mean, I see a miniature Palomalu with him, the Mufunga type of built and player in him. I mean, I need to get them hamstrings need to get stronger, though. Them joints is made out of licorice right now. So. Need to get them joints stronger, though, man.
To me, that man, you know, seeing him in person, seeing the way he practices, and, you know, shit, I'm ready to see him play. He has that no fucks mentality to me.
Who's this? Sidney?
Sidney Brown, bro.
Sidney.
Yeah.
Sidney Brown.
You know what I mean? So, you know what I mean? If that's the mentality you got, that's the mentality I'm all for. That's the mentality that needs to come Sunday night, straight up.
And it's almost weird because I know he's a rookie, but I just want to throw him to the fire. Like, just throw him to the fire. Like, let him learn. And he's forced to learn. But Wealthy Mind says his say it with your chest moment is Brian Johnson. Use some common sense.
Okay. Absolutely.
Tim chimes in. He says, run the ball and protect the ball. But off subject for this week, Trent Williams is the punk ass. Go Birds. What did Trent like?
Oh, man. What did Trent do? Trent is a punk.
I guess like pregame and against the Browns, he was like punching random cats.
He's always a dirty player. He is on some silly shit, man. That's why, you know what I mean, bro. That's week 13. We a few weeks away.
Yeah, we got a few weeks. Wealthy Brian asked, where did like you get that print from? If you're talking about the Brian Dawkins one?
Nah, I think he's talking about your hoodie, bro.
Oh, yeah, your hoodie. This. I went to a mall. But I can get you a made, man. You let me know. I'll get you made. Charles says, with his chest, he says, hustle every single play. Did you see? I'll go back to that play because I go back and watch everything. AJ Brown could have had even more yards if he ran out that route, dude.
Which route was this on Sunday?
He slowed down the route.
Yeah.
This is why I go back to execution. It goes back to every. I mean, it's the little things. I'm talking about alignment. Yeah. Like alignment issues, when you know you could make it safer for your quarterback to throw a screen, like, or if running a route at full speed, it could be anything. So I like that from Charles.
Definitely. I don't think AJ was expecting the ball though, right there, because he was supposed to be the last route.
And then you got expected all time.
You do. But Jalen holds onto the ball a lot. I think Jalen's like, he's like the bottom holding the ball, like almost 4-3 seconds.
Now, Coach JD Koch says, how many batted, because this is like a coach statement, how many batted passes have we had this year? Anybody know? Because I haven't seen one. I keep on seeing our linemen go after the quarterback, and I'm like, get your hands up.
I thought we only had one, and that was the first game of the season where Slay got that interception.
We need some turnovers. Right. I'm gonna be honest, we do need some turnovers. We got a whole shit ton versus the Patriots.
Mm-hmm.
So
also, do want to put this out there? The Dolphins fumble a lot. They have like 7 fumbles. Okay, so you got to jump on top of the ball. Yeah,
I like that.
He was asking about the newspaper with Hassan on the front cover. That's what he was asking about.
Oh, you know what? I actually collect random things.
Yes, he does.
And I just,
yes, he does.
And my thing is, I've always loved Hassan Reddick ever since he was at Temple. So, you know, I always, you know, it's like one of those things. And like, I was like, this boy gonna be good.
If you didn't know, now you know.
See, the date on that is 2017. But I do want to frame that. I was like, yo, I would give that to, I would give that to Hassan. He says, what's our win record in Kelly Green? Isn't it three championships back in the day? We had three championships in Kelly Green. So when people say we haven't won anything in Kelly Green, know your history.
Mm-hmm.
Know your history. Tim says, salute Lane Johnson. Salute our defensive line. Let's go, boys. Have some pride, man. Have some pride. I know a lot of Eagle fans have been texting me that they're on their way into the city. Everybody's all ready to go. Shout out to Puga. He's on his way over.
Nice.
I'm picking that his punk ass up from the airport. See what we do, Fourth and John? We provide you with the tailgate. We pick you up from the airport when you call us. A lot of people are ready to watch these Phillies. Time to take this one on, right?
Bro, yesterday it was so hard for me. And being in the stadium, it was so hard. it was so hard being at that game yesterday.
Are you going today?
I am not going today. I got beat up yesterday, man.
Then we're winning. your fault, man.
Damn.
I had to put it out there, bro. I had to put it out there. Yo, listen. Yeah, that went out the way yesterday. It was a hard fought game, you know what I mean? Regardless, even though, like, shit, 13 Ks. That's why I said at work the day before, like, shit, you can't go blowing your load the night before or the last game, like the way you did, you know what I mean? You got to save some of that for the next game. And it was like, oh, I had a feeling, man. I did have a feeling.
Offense was terrible, man. The offense was terrible. And then me personally, with the pitching is good. But Kimble makes me nervous.
Nah, you can't put Kimble in. You can't. Like, not in that position.
Makes me nervous. Bro. Alvarado, good. Like Kimble, oh my goodness. Like, what are we doing here?
It was bad. It was bad.
Yeah.
It was bad.
Shout out to Tim. He sent me a Cunningham magazine. Dope, man. I still got it, man. It's somewhere. That thing's getting framed. Shout out to John. He says AJ Brown could be the first Eagles wide receiver with five straight 100-yard games since T.O. in 2004. If you want to all about the Birds, always got stats, bro. Mm-hmm. Check them out on all socials. But like I said, when we first got him, I was like, that's the best wide receiver since T.O. And he didn't even play a snap. And he's here putting up numbers. Again, right now I'm not a numbers guy. Usually I am in numbers mode, but I'm like win mode. Win mode. Just win. What are we waiting for?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
That was Rocky right there. If you didn't know. Now we speak into existence over here. Let me get your offensive MVP for this week.
Oh man, I think honestly, bro, Dallas is going to have another, outstanding game this weekend. I think Dallas Goedert is going to go ahead and definitely show up. I think that's going to be like the unsung hero for this game. You know what I mean? Because so much attention is going to be everywhere else. So I think it's going to definitely open it up for Dallas this weekend.
What about you, Tim?
Swift, he's gonna get bounced. He's gonna get right above, like probably below McCaffrey in rushing yards. Just due to the fact that the Dolphins' D line is not that great. They do have some talent with Wilkerson and Nick Chubb, but I think with Lane being back, we are missing Juergens. I think people are not taking that into account. That Juergens, Mr. King Beef Jerky, is not in the lineup, and now we have Opetta being there. But Opetta is a serviceable backup, so I believe Swift gets back on top in that running game, and I feel like they're going to attack that defensive line.
Okay, offensive MVP. I want to say the Swift would be nice, but I think Jalen, he's got to put it on his
bounce back.
He's got to. like when I go back to the game and I do see all those drops and like fumbles and, you know,
yeah,
this thing, the game could have been different. The game could have been different, but I do think when it comes to like red zone, they gotta like you cannot nickel and dime with field goals against Miami. You just can't. So right. Red zone has to be on point this week. Because if it's 3-3-3-3, it's not enough. Todd, his offensive MVP says Devontae Smith is gonna go off. Tim says Smooth Criminal has a bounce back game. I'm liking that. Jason from Iowa, he says I'm with Prime. Dallas is gonna have a big game. Keith chimes in with a Smith MVP, 3 touchdowns. AJ will have 1.
He got us putting Lisa up with 34 points.
That's a statement. Tim chimes in. He says, "If you can read that."
Yeah, it says I can see Devontae having a get right game, but I'm going Swift showing up.
It's the Tim's. You know what I'm saying? It's a Tim's thing.
It's a Tim thing.
There's a lot of Devontae Smith love in the chat.
It definitely is, man.
Devontae is definitely getting that love.
Talk about all these players.
You know why he's probably getting so much love just after that disappointing performance that he just played with the Jets. Is, you know, the way he said, you know, how, you know, they were like, you know, was there a mental error? He's like, nah, just drop the damn ball. I need to catch it. You know, we love that in Philly. We don't like with the Quez Watkins. Oh, y'all gonna pay. Y'all gonna see what I'm gonna do. You know what I mean? We don't want none of that. Just say what you're gonna say and keep it short and sweet.
Pete Nathan keeps it short and sweet. Jalen will have 3 passing touchdowns and a rushing touchdown, but his offensive MVP will be Devontae Smith, and Julio is gonna score in the end zone.
Quick question, but this is a fact. Julio doesn't have a lot of touchdowns, and yes, he's a Hall of Famer wide receiver. Future Hall of Fame, but he doesn't have a lot of red zone touchdowns. So I think you want to keep that in mind. Because if he would have, beat us in that playoff game when he got boxed out by Jalen Mills.
Diego says, how are we feeling? If you got questions, bring them up. But how are we feeling about Sidney Brown playing for Blankenship? How does he match up with Tyreek? I don't think anyone matches up with Tyreek unless you're God. I think he's ungodly fast, but I just think you have to play disciplined. Like, you know, you cannot like you cannot be put to sleep on some of these routes, because he will route you up, making you think you're going outside or making you think you're going inside. They do a lot of corner routes. They're going over the middle, and then they route you back out, and that's how they get open all day. I mean, it's kind of crazy. So just play discipline, Sydney. Trust your eyes, and wrap up, because Sydney Brown has a tendency to not wrap up. He'll hit you, but he will not wrap up. You got to wrap up Tyreek, or he'll be gone.
Quick question, Gail. How would you know X and O's guy? How would you? Defensive plan against Hill. Would you box him out? Boxing one.
I think you gotta, bro. You gotta have a man over top at all times. I think mm-hmm. you have to let other people try and beat you. But like just the way that they do that stack motion, man. They get them in these advantageous opportunities to get the ball. That's the only issue. Like, he's going to get the ball. There's nothing that you can do. You can only hope to contain him.
Yeah.
So limit the 20 plus yard plays. But it's tough, man. Like, you're talking about, like, can you man it up?
You think you like, do? I mean, all right.
Because Bradbury has this issue with twitchy dudes.
Okay, I was about to say
but I knew that before he even got here.
Right.
Um,
he has a hard time covering smaller wide receivers. I mean, he comes from the the AFC South, right? Or the NFC South, right? He comes from there, you know, where he was playing against big guys like Evans and those, you know, those guys, Julio. I mean, you know what I'm saying? So I feel like you would have to say, hey, Slay, I need you to follow him. I mean, that's a major task. To ask they go, they're paying you a lot of money. Yeah,
they go, whoa.
Uh-oh.
You all right there? Yeah, they go. Evan chiming in with his weapons of milk destruction. Hurt.
Yo, can you all see me?
We can see you. You still got a little bit of light to you.
We got people working in my house right now, and I don't know if they hit something.
Well, I hope to God they don't hit your connection, all right?
Because my lights just went out. Yeah. What was I gonna say?
I don't know, but let's Evan wrap Hurt. This thing up before that happens.
He says weapons of milk. Weapons of milk destruction.
Hurt. Yeah. Listen, Ev coming in at the right time with the medical report.
Shout out to Ev. He's the hardest working man in Philly. Obviously, you know, I'm actually working at the same time. Oh, well, I was going to also mention that, you know, if you go down the pro shop, which closes in like a half hour, They re-released all the Kelly Greens.
Oh, really?
They did at 10 o'clock.
Quick question. Do you think they're going to make that Jalen Carter? Because I need a Jalen Carter.
Same.
It's out there.
Same.
So you're basically telling me I got to go and then just basically ask for a customized with his last name with the number.
I will. Yo, I want the Brandon Graham.
Oh, okay.
That's what I want. I want that. Speaking of safeties, Tim asks, any word on Justin Simmons or Buda Baker? Tim, any insider info?
The only thing that I heard was it was the Patrick Surtain. That was like the biggest thing that I was hearing. Other than else, now I haven't heard anything.
And you're not going off that fake post that was
on Twitter. That fake thing. That was like what I heard from my insiders about the Pat Surtain thing. But it doesn't make any sense because what Denver Broncos want. Far as Buda Baker, I don't think the Arizona Cardinals want to give up Buda Baker. I mean, they paid him some amount of good money just for him to even come in the door. Because he don't want to be there.
Tim asked the question, what do you do if you have both Tyreek Hill and Mostert on your fantasy lineup? You have to look yourself in the eye, man. You have to take pride in being an Eagles fan and sit them this week and take the L.
Bro, first of all, that's great. It just depends what you have to do if you lose. You got to get a tattoo, cut your hair or something. I don't know. I'm gonna have to.
Yeah, I'm with Cozy Bryant though, bro. Hell no, don't bring that man back.
Hey, he's on the Patriots.
Yeah, we know. Yeah, like, stay there.
Yeah, he ain't coming back.
We good.
Hey, yo, my power went out in my room.
He said you got dark fast, bro. Stop playing.
Damn.
Get shut up, Pete.
Damn.
Let's see. Evan says, if we're talking about trade or signing people, Evan's talking about bring back or trading for Rasul Douglas.
No, I'm good. I'm good.
I'm not going to lie. Rasul.
Rasul's game got a whole lot better, just saying. But, I understand
I like Rasul's energy. Like I mean, there was no such thing as Rasul Island when we played him on the island, but I think in terms of, I like his energy, like he's always fighting. Yeah. So
it wasn't his fault, the reason why it didn't plan out the way it needed to plan out here. He just didn't fit in, who was it? Jim Swartz's scheme. That's all it was. And then he goes to Green Bay and he's balling out. You know what I'm saying? So it wasn't his fault. It was just, you know. That's just the way it goes, man. A lot of teams. I don't know what about you guys, but it feels like the Philadelphia Eagles. We draft good players, and all of a sudden they ball out in different uniforms. It's a common
thing in Philly, period, bro.
Yeah, it is, man. So it is what it is, right?
One last question here. Pete says, what y'all thoughts on signing someone like Logan Ryan? I mean, they have to feel like if they have another bigger trade in the works, I'd rather go with a bigger trade, a bigger piece than a long-term option.
I did hear one, though. There's Howie is lurking back in with the Tennessee Titans. He is
fired.
Buyer. He is lurking. I told you, I'm gonna tell you that. That one is very. Yeah. He's trying to flip the rock and catch gold.
I'm not mad at that. I'm not mad at that. He's also from Philadelphia.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Before we get your defensive MVP.
Me, I'm gonna go with, like I said, man. I'm going with Hassan, bro. I think Hassan gonna go ahead and probably catch two, pushing three, another three this weekend, man.
He's
gonna eat, bro. He's back. He's full throttle. So yeah, that's my guy.
What you got, Tim?
Man, I'm gonna go off the rip on this one. I guess y'all probably gonna look at. I mean, like I'm boo boo the fool on this one. I'm gonna go Nicholas Morrow. I think he's gonna be that guy. The heat-seeking missile, to be able to blow up plays. Thank God that he didn't get signed when he got cut from us and he came back. I feel like so far he has had a great season with the Philadelphia Eagles. And, I mean, this was the type of guy that they were saying that, man, you know, he was going to be the starter to, like, now they start adding, you know, Zach Cunningham, which has been playing great as well. But the linebackers have been standing out. They've been playing really, really well. So, but my guy is going to be Nicholas Moore.
Defensive MVP. I'm going to go with. Just to switch it up, I go with Darius Slay. Gets a pick six.
I like the sound of that.
Because sometimes he throws up some random ducks where you can pick those off. Hopefully.
Mm-hmm.
Hopefully. Eagles unsung hero. I will go with unsung hero. I think Zacchaeus comes up with a big play.
Uh-oh. I thought you were going to say Josh Job.
I'm going to go with Zacchaeus.
I'll take it as his unsung hero if it has to be, man.
I don't know. You know what? Jordan Davis. I think Jordan Davis
like
is going to be wrecking shop.
I like that. You know who's wrecking shop? Philly Sports Trips. They're doing all these trips on the road. We went with them to the Jets game. We went with them to New England. We went to L.A. We're going with them to Kansas City. We're going with them to Dallas. So if you're looking to book a trip, make sure you head over to phillysportstrips.com. Make sure you're following them on socials at sportstripsphl. For more information, hit up Vince. If you're looking, they just went out to Arizona in Tim's part of town just for a Phillies game. So if you look, they don't just do Eagles. They do all sports. We don't do hockey, but they might do hockey. So just shout out to those guys for holding it down.
We got two more. We got two more in the works right now. Two more. Okay. KC and Dallas. We'll be there.
Okay. Joe says statement game this Sunday. I mean, Jay, shout out to Jay. Statement game this Sunday. It goes both ways. I listened to a bunch of Miami Dolphins podcasters, radio hosts. They've all said the same thing. This is a statement game. This is where they see how good their Dolphins are because they feel like this is the litmus test. See how good they are. So, all right. Marissa says, I'll see y'all in Dallas and Philly for Christmas. Okay. Nope. Dallas, that'll be my first time in Dallas, man. I'm feeling
You're going to be surprised.
I'm going to like it. Am I supposed to like it?
You're going to like it. Yeah, they're nice. They're nice fans. It's different. Like the atmosphere is different. Like they're quiet.
they are. They nice. I'm not. and on top of that, I told you, bro, you can just lay back, chill, enjoy yourself. and watch the argument amongst themselves, because you got the old school fighting with the new school, because the new school don't know shit about the old school, and the new shit trying to claim rings about they never even saw, heard of, touch up, you know what I mean, all that stuff. So I just sit back and enjoy my popcorn watching them go at it.
I'm like, I always see young kids, I'm like, you know what a Zach Morris phone is? And they're like, what's that? I'm like, if you don't know what that is, that's the last time that the Cowboys won anything. So if you Google Zach Morris phone and you see what a Zach Morris phone looks like, that's how long it's been. So again, I hate Dallas, but Jay says, my choice is Hassan Reddick for defensive player. Evan Hearn with a say it with your chest moment. Britton Covey punt return touchdown happening this week. Book it.
He's good. I don't know about taking one to the crib, though.
Hey, man, we've been talking it up, man.
He said it. That's it. That's his unsung hero, man.
Yeah.
Don't hate.
I'm not hating.
Jason says, Josh Sweat is his unsung hero.
Sweaty Jay.
Cassie Bear says he's meeting us up in Kansas City. Okay.
That's bro, I want to go to that game so bad. Oh, I want to go to that game.
If you're not seeing any of Wealthy Mind's comments in the chat, he says, you just got to show up. It's the type of game you got to show up for, man. You can't be out here. I should, you know, you just do. You just go. You just do. That's what I do. I just go and I just do. Who wants to see Taylor Swift? Not me. I've had enough of Taylor Swift.
I'm tired of that.
But before we get out of here, I just want to give a big shout out to Bud Light holding down the tailgate, holding us down for the last 6 years. Shout out to Red Bull for holding us down. If you like Red Bull and vodka, we'll have Red Bull. Shout out to Red Bull in the house. Shout out to DJ Lowski, who will be spinning at the tailgate.
Yes, sir.
Always a good time. I do have an extra couple of these Bud Light Kelly Green. They're limited, Mr. Limited. I still have a couple of those left for all you crazy collectors out there. You should come to the tailgate. That's how you get to collect it. You got to come to the tailgate, and then I give you the Bud Light, then you take it home with you. Because I've been back and forth to the post office too many times. Last word. We'll go our last word before we get out of here. We'll start with you, Tim. What is your last word before we get out of here?
Man, last word, man. We are going to get this dub this weekend. I think for the most part is to keep the main thing. Don't go to beyond and above. And you know, Jalen Hurts, like he said, man, breed of one. So remember that, man. This guy has a strong mentality. So he's gonna make sure that he corrects the mistakes. So we'll be fine. Go Birds. Mm.
Yeah, man, we're 3 days away to it's a big game. Just get it right. You got 3 days to get it right and then put it all out on the field on Sunday night, man. We're gonna be in the building, we're gonna be there, making sure the energy is brought. We bring it all the time, and now it's back to bringing that energy. I know I missed out on that Jets game. It's all good, but hey, I'm ready to go back into that stadium this weekend and bring that energy. Look out for the mask. I find a way to get that crowd hyped up. Shout out to my boy Tom, who makes it happen. But look, let's go, man. It's ready. It's here. Super excited about the tailgate just as well. And wife is gonna be by my side that day, so it's gonna be cool.
I was looking at the Jets super fans. They got the fireman, Ed. He's cool. He got him hyped, but then they got this guy, Jet Man, who's got a bunch of the medallions. Hey, I was like, this guy ain't got nothing on Prime. I was like, come on. Man.
What's the other guy with the hawk hands?
I don't know.
Is that him? Y'all know?
Nah. Yeah. This guy was.
I only know Fireman. I only know
about. Yeah, he's cool. Too. He's cool, but I was like, this guy just had a bunch of beads. I was like, what are you, Nola? And he had like shades and a hat backwards. I was like, that's not. That's not Prime.
Ain't nobody like Prime, bro.
Come and see the energy at the lane, man.
Facts.
All right. Also, before we get out of here, score prediction, Tim.
34-24. Birds win by 10.
Got a 30-27 by Pete. Prime, what do you have?
Yeah, I see a lot of that, man. But I was at, you know what I mean? I'm with y'all. I'm saying 31-23. It's going to be a tight game, you know what I mean? Field goals here, some touchdowns here. It's going to be an interesting game, man. Yeah, that's my score.
Tim's. It's the Tim's.
Tim says 34-24 Birds. Okay, well, I'll go with my last word. I appreciate you guys in the chat and for you guys hanging around. Obviously, it's Friday. Some people are still working. We're still working. Working on getting better every day, single day, like Nick Sirianni says. Again, we're having our tailgate. It will be in Lot G2. Bring the vibes. Bring anything you want. You know, bring whatever you want to the party. Have a good time. Meet a lot of good people out here. There's a lot of great people out here. Again, I'm about to go to the – I got to pick up Puga from the airport. There's a bunch of Eagle fans in the city right now. There'll probably be an event going on at the casino tomorrow. I'm trying to get more information about that, but I think there's a meetup over there. A lot of Eagle fans are getting ready for this Kelly Green game. Let's see. Shout out to Jimmy. I don't know if you guys know he's a skateboarder. He just partnered up with the Eagles. Just dropped his JSP line.
Nice.
Which stands for Jimmy Sweatpants. So pretty dope line. You can get that at the Pro Shop now. Always great to see Eagles partner up with local people out here doing great things. I'm feeling these Eagles. I'm feeling the vibe. There's a lot of energy in the city. Hopefully you guys come to the stadium. And one more shout out to Jesse Wines. I'll be
hey, bro,
going to the game with him. But shout out to his dad. His dad feeling sick, so the football gods have come through, and we're here to rock. And as always, fly Eagles, fly, and we will see you in the next one.
This is the story of the one. As a maintenance engineer, he hears things differently. To the untrained ear, everything on his shop floor might sound fine, but he can hear gears grinding or a belt slipping. So he steps in to fix the problem at hand before it gets out of hand. And he knows Granger's got the right product he needs to get the job done, which is music to his ears. Call, click Granger.com, or just stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.